Sundays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California Governor Gavin Newsom is slamming what he calls the deranged decision by President Trump to deploy hundreds of Marines to Los Angeles after days of protests against immigration raids. His state is suing the Trump administration over National Guard troops who arrived yesterday. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We don't see a lawsuit like this every day. In fact, we haven't seen one before. When you have the state authorities who are suing the federal authorities for violating their state sovereignty.
President Trump's proclamation barring travelers and immigrants from 12 countries went into effect today. The White House cites concerns over national security for the move. Roland Bastian owns a business in Miami.
United States want to know exactly what type of people coming in this country. So I don't have any problem with that.
Sly Stone, the funk music pioneer and frontman of Sly and the Family Stone, has died at the age of 82. His family says he died peacefully after a prolonged battle with COPD and other health issues. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 60 right now.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, folks. This is Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network and your favorite, hopefully, show about entertainment. Great to have you with me tonight. I don't know if I'm an inside source. What does that mean, Conrad? Todd says, your inside source. It's like I'm keeping a secret.
Well, it's just the guy closest to the information.
I guess so, right? I probably know more than some people. Mostly, I'm just a fan, but I would love to be an inside source. I'd love to be the inside guy. You ever been the inside guy?
Yeah.
Dude, this has been bothering me since I walked in the door tonight, and I want to get this out in the open. I have to just say this.
Yeah.
You look, the way you're dressed today, you look like Mike McCarthy's son. You should be coaching the Packers on the sideline.
Yeah, I got
coach wear.
I got like a bomber on.
Yeah, you got a bomber. I've never heard that.
And it's green on. Too.
And you got a green hat to match. What's the, is that a golf thing?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good, good.
I'm digging it, dude. Did you have a good sports weekend?
You know, I helped out. But helped out is, you know, I don't know if I helped out a lot, but I was there. I was at my brother's garage sale.
Oh.
I sold $13 worth of stuff.
Did you get a taste?
I brought a driver.
A couple bucks?
I brought a driver and I brought it's called the chipper, and it's like a putter, but it has an angle on it. So when you hit it, it goes up in the air a little bit, but not too much, you know?
It's like halfway between wedge and putter?
Yeah,
like
so it's a lazy way to chip.
All right.
I sold that.
That's kind of a sports weekend, selling your old golf stuff at a garage sale.
I did go golfing, though, with my brother and a friend, so.
Dude, you're just going to look like a football coach. You need a whistle right now.
I can't whistle. If I wish I could.
You should be running OTAs. I love that.
I should be there. Yes.
Outfit, man. It's awesome. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is riding shotgun tonight, working the board. And I am Pete Schwab. We've got a great show tonight. Let's get things. First things first, though, folks. If you have not played our Scani Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, you've got to do it. We have great contests here. They seem to get more popular every time we do them. This one, you're eligible until June 13th. That's coming up, dude. That's only Friday. You know that?
It is Friday.
All right. So if you have not played Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest, you got to get in on the fun. All you have to do to be eligible, you just have to have the Civic Media app, which most of you probably have anyway, and get the keyword. Listen throughout the day. Get the keyword at the beginning of the hour. Text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win big, big prizes. Every hour that you play, you're eligible for $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Conrad will attest they are outstanding seats.
Yes.
And each hourly entry qualifies you. Get this. You thought $100 was great or Brewer tickets? Most places, that's the grand prize. No, not here at Civic Media. We're going the extra mile. The Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest offers two grand prizes, Wisconsin summer vacations, either in Door County or Baraboo. with gas money to get you there in your pocket. Even if you use like the premium stuff, we'll pay for it. You have four daily chances to enter, as I mentioned, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and it ends this Friday. So check it out, and good luck, everybody. Yeah, I don't, I had a weird weekend. It was kind of strange. I had a fridge leak about a month ago. Our ice maker was leaking. It went down into the ceiling and leaked into the first floor. We have kind of a weird house where the bottom is kind of a living area, but our main living area is on the top floor. And I had all this water dripping down. This is like a month ago. I had to air it out, fans. I had the dehumidifier going. And my wife or daughter, they are totally in cahoots on this, will not say who turned back on the ice maker. But somehow they thought maybe it would magically have fixed itself. Well, no. I was in my office last night. I come out and the sound was like it was raining in my bathroom, downstairs bathroom. There was just water coming down again. So I had my buddy Mike Corwin come over. Shout out to Mike. He's the guy that, like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but, like, I'll get behind the fridge. I pull the fridge out. I look at the tube that goes to the ice machine. Like, I'm going to see what I have to do to fix it. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. So Mike came over. We figured it out. I brought out a couple fans. I had a couple fans. Dried the whole thing out again. But now we have no ice maker, Conrad. So what do you make of that?
Well, you know what you can do?
And it's summer.
You go out to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And you grab an ice tray.
I'm listening.
You fill it up with water.
Old school.
Put it in the freezer.
Okay.
That's what I have. I have two of them. And I have a whole container. So you just keep filling it and filling it until eventually you have, like, you know, 50 pieces.
More ice cubes than you know what to do with. Yeah. The problem is I've been there. I've been down that road. I'm older now. I want automatic ice. I can't be filling ice trays anymore. No. I graduated past that. What I'd probably do is buy a bag of ice. And I'm not the kind of guy also that's going to run out and buy a new $1,200 refrigerator because the ice maker's broken. We'll just slum it. I'm not doing that.
You can just go to Quick Trip and get the crushed ice.
I knew you were going to say Quick Trip. We could do that.
There's nothing better than crushed ice at Quick Trip, you know?
I can't do the crushed ice. I got to be honest because...
You have to have full pieces?
I need full pieces because when you're drinking a beverage, I don't like when the little pieces get in your mouth.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes. It's like, turns into like a little like icicle, you know what
I
mean?
It's like a slushy.
Yeah, a little slushy. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to taste the libation. I don't need a slushy at every around every corner, but
All right, so does this bother your drinking? Because what I do when I drink water, I make sure that it's super cold every time. So I have like 12 pieces of ice in my water constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I like that. And sometimes I like room temp. I got to be honest.
So you're just going room temp now from now on.
Well, or cold out of the spigot, as they say.
Yeah.
If I'm just drinking water to get my 60 ounces, I don't do a lot of people say you need 130 ounces a day or half your body weight in water. I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, you ever drink that much water and then all day you're walking around and your stomach is like sloshing around. It's terrible. So I'll do like 50 to 60 ounces a day. And if I'm just chugging water to get it into my system, I want room temp. You get that head rush otherwise, you know?
You know, when I was in college, I'd make sure I get my water. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, it's important.
It feels like a hassle. Like, you're like, oh, I got to drink more water.
It is, but... And the other thing I don't get is the people that carry around like a gallon with them.
Oh,
it's like,
there's...
Are you going on the Oregon Trail? Like, you're just going from your house to the office or like to the store. You carry that much water on you? I don't know.
I'd see that all the time when I was at Milwaukee.
And that's good. I mean,
I'd see it every day, actually. I'd see someone with a huge milk jug.
But I think that's good because when I was in college, you never saw that. But college kids today, when I would visit my son a couple years ago or my daughter now, they all have water on them. I think that's probably a good thing.
They're just preparing for the night, you know?
Yeah, or the apocalypse. Some of those containers.
They want to get hydrated before they start drinking beer.
Exactly. Hey, we have a really fun show tonight. From Young Sheldon, the very talented actor, Lance Barber, will be joining us at 6:35 over the stream. Lance has been on the show before. It'll be great to talk to him. He's always a blast to talk to. Did I tell you what my nickname, what Lance's nickname for me was when we made The Godfather?
Balls.
Balls. He calls me Balls. And Balls. I call him Balls back. It's just kind of a weird. And you know what? If you want to go ahead and try to censor that, that's fine. But balls are balls. We don't. It doesn't mean we're talking about those balls.
Golf balls?
We could be golf balls, volleyballs. Balls. We just call each other Balls. It's a fun, endearing name, I think, for two.
Dear Balls.
For two fellas. That's kind of what it is. It emails and texts. Yo, Balls. And then you'll sign it like Schnutz or something goofy. So Lance and our brand of silliness will be here at 6:35. It'll be good to talk to Lance. And then, Conrad, check this out. Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her because she knows everything about Northeast Wisconsin. Heather Heil will be here in studio. And we have what? Go ahead and tell the people what we have in store for Heather.
Well, you know, she works at a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we go down a trip down memory road?
Love it.
Make a Northeastern Wisconsin history quiz.
This is tough, too. I mean, she should do fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple challenging ones.
Right.
But most of them are like, there's like two definite answers that are there.
Exactly. And people can play along with the quiz.
Yeah.
If you want to text in the answer, that's fine. We won't let Heather see it. Coach K over there.
I wish I had a whistle so every time she gets one wrong, I should blow
it. You can make her do burpees or something. Hey, let's get to, without further ado, let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I can't stop eating iced cream lately, folks. And I said iced cream.
I was about to stop you right there.
No, that is the actual term. It's iced cream. It's not ice cream. I can see why you think that, though. And it is easier to say. So tonight's question, what is your favorite brand? What do you like? Cold Stone, Baskin-Robbins, Cedar Crest, store-bought, Breyers. There's so many different brands. What is your favorite brand? Summer is here. It's our favorite summer treat, ice cream. And I want to know what yours is, folks. Let us know. You could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or let us know on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook, X Twitter, or YouTube, let us know. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you tell us your favorite brand of ice cream.
And please text in, is it iced or ice?
You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks. Technically, it's iced because it's iced tea. It's corned beef. It's not corned beef. I'm just trying to, listen, I'm just being Mr. Green.
Iced cream doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Like ice cream.
Ice cream is easier.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm a bearer for detail. I would have to say, I think my favorite, just because I have great memories of going to Baskin-Robbins when I was younger, I might say Baskin-Robbins, but I love when I'm in Madison, I love the chocolate shop. That is great stuff. So I have a tie for first between those two. If I had to give the nod, I'd go chocolate shop. It's more mom and pop than Baskin-Robbins. But you've got Häagen-Dazs. Yesterday, I wolfed down some peanut butter chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
Mm.
Dynamite. All good stuff. You got Ben and Jerry's. You got all kinds of stuff. What are you going to say, Conrad?
I got a time myself.
Yeah?
When I was growing up, in the Kewaskum area, you'd go to Eden in between Fond du Lac and Lamira.
We just talked about this last week, didn't we?
And that is Kelly's County Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some of the best ice cream I've ever had. Better than any of the store-bought ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because right behind them is the farm where they make it.
Right.
But I also have another one, which is, when I lived in Milwaukee, I hadn't tried it until then, is Kopp's Frozen Custard.
Oh, you like that custard, too.
Oh, that Kopp's Frozen Custard with their, they got a huge burger, and then you get a little scoop with it. Dynamite. Dynamite.
All right. Yeah, I like, I was never a fan of custard, but I had been eating like Culver's when we first moved back to Wisconsin. People were like, you know, that's custard. It's not ice cream. I'm like, really? And then I realized, oh, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a more, like, I don't know. Was it more dense or what?
Different. It's a different, I can't even talk, but consistency.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, folks. Let us know what your favorite brand of ice cream is. It's 855-752-4842. Let us know And we will come right back and read your texts. And we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon is here at 6:35. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, it's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. As we welcome you into the broadcast, it's time for the pregame show. And we've got a lot planned for you in tonight's game where, well, the pregame show will feature, of course, your pregame interview as always. And, well, we're going to have a special guest joining us during the game as well. And you'll get to hear from them and once we get there. And so make sure to stay tuned because it's going to be an exciting one. But for our pregame show, we're going to be talking, of course, with one of the great pitchers from last night's game, Alejandro Morales. He starred as a bullpen arm. He went 2 2/3 innings. It's his second night in a row. Well, second outing where he's pitched in, where he's gone 2 2/3 innings. And he has looked great in those without allowing a run on his record. So I talked to him about that and about his season as well. We're going to get a chance to listen to that coming up next. But before we do, let's take a look at the game where the Rafters were in Lakeshore tonight. The Lakeshore Chinooks hosting the Rafters for the 15th game of the season. Yeah, we're already 15 games in, and it surely doesn't feel like that. But, well, the Rafters currently sitting at 5-9 after last night's victory, 15-5 over the Green Bay Rockers. What a performance from the guys. And, well, they were looking hot in the game. And it was a game that never really got out of hand up until the eighth inning. But the eighth inning, the Rafters really exploded. They scored 8 runs in the eighth to take a 10-run lead. And they would keep that 10-run lead thanks in part to Alejandro Morales. The pitching matchup for tonight's game, it's Drew Thompson making his third start of the season going up against Nate Gray, who's making his fourth start of the season already. Yeah, he has been used very heavily for the Chinooks, and Gray back out here once again. Well, coming up next, it'll be that pregame interview for you with Alejandro Morales. Quick break here, and when we come back, that comes up, and starting lineups follow here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
With painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me as our guest of the show, it's Alejandro Morales. And Alejandro, man, these last two games for you, you have been absolutely on fire. It's looked great out there and been a lot of fun to watch as well. But, you know, kind of introducing you to the fans here, you come from Cal State LA, and why don't you go ahead and just kind of break down how this past season's experience was for you there?
I mean, it's been great. I started off kind of rocky at first. First two outings wasn't to my liking at all. And then once Coach Spears came in, he got me dialed up right away. And then my past two starts has just been just going out there and competing and let the hitters do what they do with the ball. And it's just been getting outs, and that's all I need right there.
Yeah, and so, you know, talking about the start of the season for you, you know, those first two appearances, like you said, not what you had hoped for, but really it looks like you're a completely different guy out there, you know, these last two games for you. What specifically changed for you in between those first two appearances and then Spears coming in? What did he kind of tell you to say, hey, this is what we've got to do right?
He told really it was all of us as a pitching staff as just embracing the sucking, really. Like, like the first two, I sucked. That was terrible. And then right once he said that, it just clicked to me, like, you know what, like, just go out there, compete, and gotta live with the consequences. And that's just what I've been doing. I've just been finding my rhythm again, really.
And this, a new team for you, a new coaching staff for you, but you've been kind of switching between colleges, at least for the past couple of years. You've played at three different colleges. What is it like kind of switching coaching staffs every time?
It's the hardest thing is probably just adjusting to everything. But what I've learned is just to be a sponge, really, just going from one coach to the other coach and taking what I've learned and taking the negative things that I've learned and kind of flushing them down the drain and just being able to adapt to all the new people, all the new coaches that helped me to get to where I am today.
And when you look back at your last season at Cal State LA, what's kind of one of your biggest takeaways from there?
I would really say is even though I didn't do good the last day or the last series, I still was able to get back up again, come back to the field and continue to work, even though the game's like, okay, even though you did put all this work in, like, I'm gonna give you a good outing. No, that's not how the game is. Like, you just have to be able to flush whatever happened in the past and then keep on coming back. And that's what I really took away from the past season, was being able to come back and to keep on working for something.
No, I mean, baseball is always a fun game. Yeah. And I mean, that's why you get into it in the first place. When you go back to kind of your childhood, what first got you into the game of baseball?
My grandfather, we grew up in the LA area, and he would always watch the Angel games, even though they're from Anaheim in the Orange County area. We're in the LA area, we're Angel fans. So that's really what got me into it, was just seeing it on the TV every single day I grew up. And then him taking time out of his day just to sit down and watch the game. Like, yeah, sometimes he'll fall asleep, but it'll still be on. And if we change it, he would notice that it's off, and then he'd tell us to change it back to the game and then go back to sleep. But that's really what got me into playing baseball.
Yeah, so always going back to family. I feel like it a lot of time comes from family. How do you think that your family helped shape your baseball career?
I can't even. There's so much they've done for me, like sacrifices they made and everything. And it's just really grateful, and that's what really drives me every single day. And to do good on this field is to show them that I notice what they have done for me, and that every single day I try to pay them back by doing good. And it's watching them watching me see me win is the greatest thing for them. So that's what
Well, I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing you win a lot more often as well. Yeah. You know, looking outside the game of baseball and a little more about yourself, I mean, you got any fun hobbies that you've been able to kind of catch up on in Wisconsin Rapids yet? Anything you're looking forward to doing?
If anything, I'd probably be looking forward to probably going out fishing out there, because I've never been fishing. I've never been fishing or hunting or anything. I'm from California, Los Angeles. Like, we have no areas to do that. So that's what one of the things I'm looking forward to coming up on this day off.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's pretty it. I just want to appreciate all the fans out there that come out to support us and spend their hard-working money just to come see us play. I really appreciate that.
Well, hoping that we can give the fans a good show tonight.
Yeah, it's totally.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our pregame interview here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more for you on the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Over with, it's time for Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, welcoming you in to Moonlight Graham Field as the Rafters take on the Lakeshore Chinooks in the first of a two-game series. These squads looking to go head-to-head, and they split the series earlier in the season. They've already played here at Moonlight Graham Field a pair of games at that already, as the Rafters were able to win the second, although they dropped the first, and a lot of you might remember that one from the way that it ended. It was a walk-off win for the Chinooks, but the Rafters, they got some revenge. They got a big-time win, 16-9 in game number two, and well, they felt good about it. And while it ended up 16-9, it was actually a great performance earlier than that had them up 16-7 before they ended up picking up
the victory 16-9. And it was a real one where they came across late and they woke up those bats. Well, they woke up the bats last night as well, scoring 8 runs in the 8th inning to win by 10 in what was a 2-run game heading into it. They've had some strong late game offense. They've had some strong early game offense. We'll see if they can create some in the middle of this one as they take on the Chinooks. The Chinooks currently in last place in the subdivision. They sit at 6th place at 4-10. The Rafters, though, only one game up on them at 5-9. So it's an important series here. If the Chinooks win both games, they'll move ahead of the Rafters in the standings in the Great Lakes West. However, if the Rafters are able to win a couple of games here, well, then they'll be 3 games ahead of the Chinooks. Or if they split them, then it'll remain where we currently sit at in the standings. So these games, very important for the standings here. But for the Rafters, their eyes are on Fond du Lac, who sit 1.5 games ahead of the Rafters for tied for, or not quite tied, they're half a game back of Green Bay, but that's in 4th place right now. So the Rafters looking to turn things around. Throughout this season, they've got 5 wins. They have not won a game after winning the previous night. So the Rafters hoping to win back-to-back games for the first time this season. They have a chance against the Lakeshore Chinooks, but they've got to do it on the road. And the lineups for you, let's start off with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, who are at the plate. Mason Onati with Noah Ruiz batting 2nd. Spencer Davis bats 3rd. Eric Parker cleanup. Chris Diaz bats 4th. Chris Diaz bats 5th. Hiroto Kobayashi bats 6th. Jack Guerrero bats 7th. Nick Adrian bats 8th. And J.J. Garcia bats 9th. The first pitch here is called for a strike to bring it 0-1 against Onati. This pitch inside for ball number 1 brings it back even at a 1-1 count. Onati leading off. He's a left-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher Nate Gray, as this one is fouled down that left field line and goes out of play to make it a 1-2 count. And the 1-2 count here for Onati doesn't look great, but he's been able to work from behind throughout the season. It's not just a, hey, you know what? If he falls behind, he's done for. No, it certainly isn't the case as he watches that one miss outside for ball number 2, a 2-2 count. Last night, Mason Onati was in the starting lineup. And for the Rafters, he led off again as this one is sent over down the first base line. Just stays fair to the left side of that first base bag. And he's retired 3 unassisted for out number 1. So the first batter up, the first batter down for the Rafters as it brings up the right-handed hitter, Noah Ruiz, to the plate. Ruiz, he's the third baseman for the Rafters today. And following him up will be Spencer Davis, as Ruiz fouls this one back to bring it to an 0-1 count. And Ruiz continues to just have game after game after game where he has these highlight moments. And we saw it last night with the 3 RBI bases clearing triple. First, the 0-1 to him is a little inside to bring it back 1-1. And Ruiz on the season batting .350. He continues to really, I mean, terrorize opponent pitchers, and not a guy that they want to be facing as the 1-1 is in the dirt for ball number 2. It's a 2-1 count, and here at Moonlight Graham Field, you've got the turf infield and outfield as this one is sent into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Noah Ruiz, a 1-out single as he stays hot here into Lakeshore. Brings up Spencer Davis, the left-handed hitter, who will go up against the right-handed pitcher with a runner on first base and 1 away in the top of the first inning. Spencer Davis. Rafters trying to take an early lead. They have scored first throughout the season a few times, and even so, they still haven't been able to hold these leads. As this pitch is sent to the right side of the infield, could be 2-4-6, back to 3, not in time for the second out, but they do get the lead runner. So Ruiz is forced out on the fielder's choice, and Spencer Davis reaches first.
Shortstop, Eric Parker.
And now it brings up the new man into the Rafters batting order, Eric Parker. Andre Madunio had joined the Rafters roster just a couple days ago, although yesterday he batted cleanup and unfortunately he injured his hamstring and he is missing the trip. But the Rafters do get another SEC player, Eric Parker. Parker from Georgia, he's batting cleanup. This is his first plate appearance for the Rafters. This pitch misses outside for ball number one. Runner on first base and two away here in the top of the first inning. Parker, a right-handed batter from Sewanee, Georgia. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count is in there, called for a strike. Moves it 1-1, and Parker, having made it to the NCAA tournament with the Bulldogs, although their season ended, and they had a lot higher hopes than where they ended up going, but the 1-1 is fouled back to bring it 1-2. But Parker was still a very important addition to that team as he appeared in 16 games and not as many from the plate. He was mostly used as a pinch runner. He was a very quick guy. 1-2 count is fouled down that third base line, so he stays alive. But not just that, he does have a good bat as well. I mean, you have to if you're going to be an MLB draft pick, as he was. Parker, drafted in the 15th round by the Los Angeles Dodgers last summer, decided, hey, I want to go to college, and he went to one of the better ones as Georgia ended up being ranked number 10 in the nation, according to the most recent poll on D1 Baseball. 1-2 count is outside, and it brings it back even 2-2. So Parker, he got in today, and he has yet to see Wisconsin Rapids. He flew into Milwaukee Airport, MKE, and the team bus picked him up as he arrived just in time. This one popped up right side of the infield, though. First baseman trailing back, who will make the catch over his head. So not the first plate appearance that Eric Parker was hoping for, and it ends the first inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. As we hit the bottom of the first, it's still 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
For those of you who didn't get to catch the start of our pregame show before this first pitch here, I did mention something at the beginning, and that was that we have a special guest planned for you. He'll be joining us in a little bit of time, and excited to get to introduce you to him. If you are following on my Twitter account, you might have seen this, but it's going to be Brennan Cohen, the right-handed pitcher, who will join me as a color commentator during the game tonight. So he'll be making an appearance, and I'm excited to get to see him up here. He'll be up here in a couple innings, so make sure to stay tuned for that. But the Rafters and the Chinooks are tied at zero here as we get to the bottom of the first inning. Drew Thompson on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch is popped up towards the right side of the infield, but should reach the stands, and it does. to bring it 0-1 for Brody Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Chinooks. He'll be followed up by Jacob Coes, Beckett Zavoric, and Tyler Preece if it gets to him this inning. Thompson keeping the ball in his glove, now steps back and sends it home, but that one in there called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Following up with the order, Drew Reynolds bats fifth, Jack Cleveneau sixth, Esteban Garcia seventh, Owen DeShazo eighth, and Colin Senior ninth. 0-2 count, checks his swing, don't think that he went, no he didn't. It's outside for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And Drew Thompson, he is making his third start of the season for the Rafters, hoping for it to be a little bit better than his first appearance. His second appearance was better, and he allowed the two runs over three innings. But still looking to take a step forward even still. Still a 1-2 count as that one was fouled away, and Rasmussen at the plate, getting ready to swing, and he does, goes through it, and it's strike number three. First K in the books for Drew Thompson, and it makes it one away with the bases empty for Jacob Coes. Coes, the left-handed hitting designated hitter for the Chinooks. The Chinooks, they're wearing their green jerseys with the yellow lettering and white pants, black helmets. First pitch is a little inside for ball number one, and the Rafters are wearing their cranberry red jerseys with the light yellow lettering as this pitch is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. They've also got those cranberry hats on and the gray pants. 0-2 count is sent up the middle toward shortstop. Parker's there. He'll throw it sidearm over to first base in time for out number one. Sorry, number two. 6-3 on the putout there as it brings up Beckett Zavoric.
Shortstop, Beckett Zavoric.
Zavoric, the right-handed hitting shortstop. He is back into the lineup here, and it's an exciting time to be seeing him if you're a Chinooks fan. Chinooks, they've been waiting for him to come back and make that appearance as he has yet to play. Sorry, he has played this season, but he only saw one game of action. 1-0 count to him as the first pitch missed. And a bunt shown, but taken back on as it misses low for ball number two. A 2-0 count with two away. Nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. Rafters and Chinooks are tied at zero. And we get ready to go. Thompson sends this one home, but misses high and tight. So it's all of a sudden a 3-0 count. And Zavoric, in his one game that he played, he went 2-for-4 from the plate with a walk or two runs at an RBI. He was good up there. He was also fast on the base paths. He stole two bases as this pitch is low for ball number four, so dangerous base runner as it brings up Tyler Preece to the plate.
The waste management cleanup
and Preece,
Tyler Preece,
the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Chinooks. Batting cleanup today. He's got a runner on first base with two away. Thompson looks over to first. Now gets set back up. Ready to send it home. He brings up the leg and fires it. It's a strike. They'll throw down to second to try and catch the runner, but it gets away into center field. So all of a sudden, Zavoric goes to second on the stolen base, gets to third on the error, and it's a runner on third base with two away. So not a good turn there as now an 0-1 count to Tyler Preece. And he gets inside on this one. It rolls down the third base line, but spins foul to make it an 0-2. Thompson, pretty big strikeout guy. You look at his Ks per nine, and that's one of the things that he does well is get those strikeouts. Back this past season at North Central Texas, he had 67 strikeouts in 52 innings. Good enough for almost 12 Ks per nine. 0-2 count to Tyler Preece. With the runner on third, this one's hit to the right side, and that gets on by into the outfield. Chinooks take a 1-0 lead on Tyler Preece's RBI single off Drew Thompson. Beckett Zavoric coming home to score on it. And it brings up Drew Reynolds to the plate. Reynolds, the fifth batter in the batting order. He's a left-handed hitting first baseman. Reynolds has a runner on first with two away in the bottom of the first after the Chinooks just took the 1-0 lead. Pickoff attempt back to first by Thompson keeps the runner on, but doesn't threaten to get him out. So first pitch on the way. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and the runner shows taking off, but the pitch misses outside, and then he goes back on the base path. So a 1-0 count. Runner still on first base. Tyler Preece over there at first. You're watching for him to see if he's going to take off at all as this one goes a little low for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count to Reynolds. And Tyler Preece on the base paths, he has six stolen bases. So certainly a threat over there at first base to take off. But a pickoff attempt back there, he nearly caught him leaning, but he dives head first back into the bag safely. So a 2-0 count with two away to the left-handed hitter Drew Reynolds. Reynolds looking to keep the inning alive as the runner takes off, but the ball is fouled away and out of play down that right field line. 2-1 count. On deck, Jack Cleveneau, and Cleveneau looking to have a big game here. You look back to last game for the Chinooks. They took on the Dock Spiders here in Mequon, and 2-1 count is called for a strike, brings it back even at 2-2. Good way for Drew Thompson to fight there. And back in that last night's game, the Chinooks winning 10-6 over the Dock Spiders. Beckett Zavoric and Tyler Preece both picked up multiple hits there. Scored five times between the two of them as a pickoff attempt back to first is not quite in time. Head first dive back from Tyler Preece. So still a 2-2 count here as Thompson has attempted now three pickoffs over at first. It's the only runner on the base paths with two away. Thompson sends this one home. It's low. The runner taking off. It's a low throw down to second, but Parker's there to kind of knock it up in the air and keep it from going into the outfield. So Tyler Preece picks up his seventh stolen base of the season, puts himself into scoring position on a 3-2 count. And Drew Thompson looked like he was having a strong start to the game. He recorded the first two outs, but then a four-pitch walk to Zavoric came around to score as this one is a low infield hit towards the pitcher's mound, picked up by Thompson. He throws it over to first in time for out number three. So one run comes home on the one hit, one error, and there was also one runner left on base as it's 1-0 Chinooks into the second inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Nate Gray had a pretty good first inning for the Chinooks as he allowed just the one hit, retired the other three batters, and the Rafters were held scoreless, but not the Chinooks. Lakeshore was able to manage the one run on the walk to Beckett Zavoric with two outs, and then he came around to score on the RBI single from Tyler Preece. So it's a 1-0 game as we enter the top of the second. The left-handed batter Chris Diaz at the plate fouls the first one right off of his foot and drops immediately back on the plate as the count rolls to 0-1. And Chris Diaz back in center field today. Diaz looking to take kind of a revenge game from yesterday where he really struggled from the plate as that one misses outside to bring it 1-1, and it's really the first time that we haven't seen Diaz look great as this one is once again fouled away and it brings it 1-2. Diaz went 0-for-6 in the game yesterday with three strikeouts. And whoever chose the beer batter maybe did their homework, but maybe they didn't look to previous games because Diaz was incredible at the start of the outset of the season as that pitch misses high for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count, and Diaz, he was reaching base at a 600 clip entering yesterday's game. 2-2 count is a swing and a miss from Diaz as he goes down on strikes, and he makes the fans happy as they struck out the beer batter, and it brings to the plate Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases empty and one away in the top of the second. Kobayashi, right-handed hitter from Lewis Clark State, he fouls this one away to bring it 0-1. Kobayashi, the right fielder tonight for the Rafters. He'll be followed up by Jack Guerrero. Guerrero due up this inning and hoping to make an impact. An 0-1 count is sent towards right field. Not too much movement from the right fielder, and now he'll catch it on the jog towards that right field line for out number two. So Rafters two up, two down in the second inning as Jack Guerrero gets into the batter's box. And Guerrero, the guy from James Madison, he
Left fielder Jack Guerrero.
Looking to carry on his performance from last night where he picked up three RBIs in the game. Went 1-for-4 with a walk as well, and he was good out there and fouls this one back to bring it 0-1. Guerrero in left field once again today, and not naturally an outfielder, but something that he's been willing to try and has had his highlight moments out there as well. 0-1 count is on the outside. It's called for a ball, brings it back even. Guerrero, before that three RBI game, he's had a couple of other great performances out here as that one's called for a strike to bring it 1-2. He had that 2-for-4 night with four RBIs at Lakeshore earlier in the season. As this one is a blooper towards left field, dropping, and that gets down for a hit. So a two-out single and turns it into two bases as it's dropped in front of the left fielder. Took a weird hop there in the outfield, and So Jack Guerrero pushes it for second base. Rafters have a runner in scoring position now. And that's a big one as it sends him just 180 feet from scoring and brings up Nick Adrian to the plate. Adrian, the catcher tonight, as he's continuing to try and improve his game, and he's shown strides as getting adjusted to the Northwoods League level. He didn't play this past season at Gardner-Webb, and so it's been a bit of a slow start for him, but he's been starting to see more and more of an effect here for Wisconsin Rapids, and that's great news for Rafters fans as this one is on the outside edge, called for a strike, brings it 0-1, came in as a substitute for Ashton Zacher late in the game yesterday behind the plate. 0-1 count is hit to the right side of the infield, though, and the grounder is picked up by the second baseman and thrown over to first in time for out number three. So, Rafters, once again, they pick up a hit, but no runs on that hit. One error and one runner left on base. It's still 1-0 Chinooks as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But